The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Kate McGilvery. A wave of pro-Palestinian demonstrations on U.S. college campuses are being met with police response.
Free Palestine!
Protesters connected to New York University shout at a line of police officers on Monday evening. The police moved in soon after nightfall to clear the group out of a plaza they had occupied. The NYPD say the university asked officers to enforce trespassing violations. Similar arrests were made earlier on Monday at Yale University. This follows demonstrations at Columbia University last week, where more than 100 people were arrested after the administration called police to report the students as a danger to campus. Meanwhile, Ottawa police say they're investigating complaints about hate speech at a weekend protest on Parliament Hill. A pro-Palestinian demonstration was held there Saturday, with people calling for an end to the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories. One video of the protest posted online includes the voice of a man praising the deadly Hamas attacks of October 7th. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau responded, saying this rhetoric has no place in Canada. Testimony is officially underway in the criminal case against Donald Trump. Prosecutors accuse the former U.S. president of engaging in a criminal cover-up to influence the 2016 election. The defense countered by arguing that he committed no crimes. Katie Simpson has more.
Matthew Colangelo outlined the case for the prosecution, arguing that Trump engaged in a criminal conspiracy and cover-up in a bid to stop negative stories about him from being made public. The case centers around the documentation of payments to porn star Stormy Daniels to keep their alleged affair secret in the final days of the 2016 election campaign. Prosecutors argue the payments made by Trump's then lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen were recorded as legal fees when Cohen was reimbursed. Michael Zeldin is a former U.S. federal prosecutor.
They're going to try to emphasize that this is a business fraud case.
Trump's defense team, led by Todd Blanche, countered by arguing that President Trump is innocent. Blanche argued that there's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election, a point he hit by saying, spoiler alert, and that it's called democracy. Katie Simpson, CBC News, Washington.
The British Parliament has approved a controversial plan to deal with illegal immigration. It will see some of the tens of thousands of people who cross the English Channel in small boats deported to Rwanda.
As many as are of that opinion will say content. Contrary, not content. The contents have it.
The House of Lords approving the measure a few hours ago, and Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says deportation flights will begin as early as July. Human rights activists are reacting strongly against this plan, calling it both inhumane and illegal. Similar deportation attempts in the past have been blocked by the courts. And finally, Ottawa wants to find out how much plastic is being made in Canada and where it's ending up. The federal government announced a new plastics registry, putting producers on notice that they'll have to take more responsibility for what they make. Anand Ram has details.
Protesters marched through Ottawa's downtown court, trying to catch the ears of global negotiators in town. On the eve of those talks, towards a binding global treaty to curb plastic pollution, Canada's Environment Minister Stephen Guilbeault announced how the government will start to measure the problem in this country.
The registry will require plastic producers to take more responsibility. They must declare the quantity and types of plastic they supply.
A registry to track plastic from the source, from manufacturing to final product. The government estimates more than 4 million tons of plastic waste ends up in Canadian landfills annually. But with microplastics being found in animals, humans, and in remote corners of the earth, researchers say cleanup has to be the second priority. Without more action, around the world, plastic waste is expected to almost triple by the year 2060. Anand Ram, CBC News, Toronto.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Kate McGilvery.